Nancy Berry joining us this morning from the College Station City Hall. Yeah, do you remember it wasn't that long ago that... How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Wasn't that long ago that she, in fact, was the darling of the media.
Yeah?
Yeah, yep. Well...
Did she work here?
No. Here's a little backstory here. Coach Muschamp used to be on the University of Texas staff, and... So he didn't necessarily have nice things to say about College Station when they had kind of this media hoopla thing. So Nancy came in just madder than a wet hen that day and said, we need to do something about that. And so the city sent a video message. And while we don't have the video because we're radio, we do have the audio from that fateful day. Here we go.
Howdy, Muschamp. I'm College Station, Texas Mayor Nancy Berry. A couple of weeks ago, you told the Polk County Gator Club that playing Texas A&M in College Station will be a very SEC-like atmosphere, and that it's one of the few places in the Big 12 you could say that about. Couldn't agree more. But you also asked the crowd, you ever been to College Station? It'll be the only time you go there. I'm not going to lie, Coach. That hurt. We were more than pleased to host you here with the Longhorns in 2009. And I've got to say that, for someone who apparently doesn't care for what College Station has to offer, you sure are here a lot. I mean, the photos don't lie, Coach. This was you at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum.
Photoshopped.
At our Starlight Music Series.
Photoshopped.
With Jeff Tay, voted America's favorite food truck.
Photoshopped.
And my all-time favorite, you leading the yell practice on the Texas A&M campus.
Yeah.
And at the recent implosion of the Plaza Hotel, you looked like you were having a blast.
That was a great day. Yeah.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm having our Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau send you a nice gift basket to show there are no hard feelings. I'm even throwing in a bottle of our Messina Hof Winery Muscat Canelli. Today, let's call it Muschamp Canelli. Coach, we're really excited to host you, your team, and as many Gator fans as you can bring with you to College Station on September 8th. Thanks, and gig 'em.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, there she was. I mean, she threw it out there. Did we get a response?
Yes, we did. Yeah. I did. I got an autographed picture of him. He said, Mayor, you got a great sense of humor. He sent me an autographed picture,
yeah,
his business card.
Did he say, stay away from Photoshop?
No. And then the follow-up is during media days for the SEC, someone asked him about that, and he said, he thought it was great. He said, in all his married life, he's never seen his wife really crack up that much.
Really?
And he said, the best part of this is just blew her away. You know, he said, and she just loved it. So, you know, all in good fun.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Well, just, you know. He can come up here and we can win and they can go home. They can come up here, spend a lot of money in Bryan College Station, Brazos County. We can win and then they can go home. Okay.
Sounds perfect to me.
Yeah, I think we can do that. So in the meantime, but of course, before we get on to other serious things, it's Jethro Trivia time.
My favorite.
Yeah, that's it. It's our oddly little informative news quiz that asks a simple question.
Mayor Berry won last time she was on,
Kat, I have to tell you, although I have a great record on some things, Jethro Trivia and I haven't quite clicked.
Well, that's okay.
I've got a losing record on Jethro Trivia.
Well, we'll see what we can do today. Today, we're going to be talking about do-it-yourself. So here's the trivia question.
Oh, my favorite topic.
You betcha. IKEA, famous for making adorable cheap furniture and Swedish meatballs. No, not really.
They do serve Swedish meatballs.
Yes, they
with
do.
With lingonberry sauce.
Okay, and that's now.
At the IKEA?
Yeah, they do. Now they have announced plans to do what? Are they going? It says they've announced plans to make a whole what? Lingonberry, automobile, Swedish meatballs, or an entire town? Again, IKEA has announced that they will make an entire what? Lingonberry, automobile, Swedish meatballs, or an entire town? Steve, what's the answer?
I'm going to go with the automobile.
Okay. Kat.
The consensus from the newsroom among the informed people in here is we're going to go with number four, the town.
The town, okay. And Mayor?
Well, I'd go with the town, too, because they sell almost everything but an automobile.
Yeah.
And they already have a little cafeteria where they serve meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
And lingonberry is a Swedish you know, fruit kind of thing that has a little sour taste to it.
Jelly and deal thing.
Yeah, and they already serve that. So I'm going to go with town.
IKEA, by the way, if you don't know, announced their intention to begin constructing budget hotels across Europe. But also the Furniture King announced plans to, in fact, build an entire city district from scratch.
Well, they build it like the store where there's only one way in and one way out?
Well,
with your yellow basket.
Oh, yeah. Drove me crazy. What if I don't want to turn left right here? They have approximately 5 acres of land that they're going to use. And what they're going to do is they're going to have instructions that are as thick as a phone book. And they're going to give out 2,000 little Allen wrenches. And we're all going to have to put it together.
So. It's exciting.
We passed an IKEA in Italy.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Looked just like the one here.
Yeah.
They all look the same. The first IKEA I went to was in Sweden.
Pretty much all the signs were they printed in English? Have any English?
English and Swedish.
Really? Well,
okay. Yeah. The Swedes, piece of trivia since we're on Jethro.
Sure.
Is that the Swedes, if you go to a Swedish school, public school, you start learning English in kindergarten. So, you know, it's like if you think of the tennis players, you know, Bjorn Borg, who dropped out of high school, still spoke English.
Right.
Is that they start learning English as their first foreign language.
Yeah. Well, I know.
So they can speak multiple languages, but English is their first foreign language, which they start in kindergarten and have every day. So
people in Europe do that. They understand they should learn other languages.
Well, they're in close proximity to each other, so it's, you know, it's like going to Houston. You're in two other countries by the time you get there. So.
And I'm curious, Mayor, do they learn it with an American accent or a British accent?
Swedish accent,
yeah. So,
well.
And, you know, the other thing you don't know about IKEA is it's a nonprofit organization. Do you know that? They are a nonprofit organization. It's probably not legal, but, you know, nonetheless. Yeah, it's like the guy and his two sons are the board of directors of IKEA, and they have more money than God.
After they've taken their salaries.
Yes, they're massive
and there's
salaries.
There's nothing to say what their salary could or couldn't be.
That's right. Yeah.
Then they did. Actually, Len and I got to go to the IKEA opening of the first store that they built in North America, which was in Vancouver.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
One of Len's students way back when, maybe, you know, 40 years ago, became an executive of IKEA.
Okay.
And he got his MBA with Len. So we got invited. He was actually the store manager, actually head of stores for North America.
Wow.
So,
again, Vancouver, not a bad place to be.
Not bad at all.
They won't be opening one in Waukesha. We know that. Well, anyway, all right, so it's time to go on. It's 8:21. We've burned up all of Mayor Barry's time
pretty much.
Which is just what she likes.
It's so much fun to be with you. I'll look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. Okay.
Continuing with our athletics, though, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the 7-on-7 tournament. They got one more extension to have it held on the A&M campus, and SEC doesn't want that to happen anymore. But we've still got facilities around. Is there a chance that 7-on-7 is going to stay here?
Well, we sure hope so. I know the Convention Visitors Bureau has submitted a proposal, and they feel that it's the best in Texas, including San Antonio, Round Rock. So we're very optimistic, and hopefully that it'll, you know, come back, because it's a great tournament, and it comes at a time when other things aren't happening.
Sure.
So it's always good to have visitors in College Station that will help spread the wealth.
Fills those holes up again so that the facilities and the hotels are full up. I had Chuck Condrillin in here from the city of Bryan last week, and I asked him this, and so you're the first College Station elected official I've had in since I had that conversation with
him.
Lucky
me.
There you go.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten the report yet on what the financial impact of doing something with Kyle Field or changing things as far as a venue for Texas A&M football. One of the options had been to possibly move those games to another city while work is done here. We don't have the financial impact numbers yet. It's safe to say it's going to be north of $150 million. I mean, it's a lot of money that we're going to be talking about. I mentioned that as a kind of a precursor because Baylor is building a new stadium, and they went to the Waco City Council and got $35 million from them, about 14% total of the what the stadium project's going to be. And I asked Chuck, and so I'll ask you, what is your feeling if Texas A&M comes to you and says, hey, we want you to pony up some bucks with this process?
Well, first let me say that the deal in Waco and Baylor is totally different than what we'd be looking at here.
Mm-hmm.
Waco, rather, about 30 years ago, talk about foresight or luck, they designated a particular area of town for a tax increment finance zone.
Okay.
So what that means is you have boundaries, and any new building that comes in that area is taxed like everybody else, but it goes into a special fund to help pay for infrastructure and whatnot that goes in
there.
We've
got it at Wolfpen Creek here. It's a TIF. I mean, the both cities, they're common now.
Anyway, what Waco did was TIF this area. So the $35 million that Waco has pledged towards the stadium is really not going towards any stadium construction, but rather infrastructure in this area. They're building a bridge across the Brazos River. Mm-hmm. They're doing an area for tailgating and parking lot and those sorts of facilities.
Right.
So it's not actually going towards the stadium itself, mm-hmm. but it will certainly, you know, help the stadium that those things are around it. So our situation here is very different because whatever property, they either build a new stadium or they, you know, renovate Kyle Field, it's all going to be on non-taxable state land.
Sure,
so we're talking apples and oranges.
Okay.
So we can't do what Baylor did. Now, if the, you know, and as you said, you know, we don't have the study yet, and I don't want to speak with a half-loaded deck.
Right.
So until I saw the study, and I don't believe the university has come and asked for anything, and, you know, possibly, I'd say long shot, mm-hmm. is, you know, if it was for hotel occupancy tax money, because that would be, and again, I would say it's probably not the stadium, but maybe ancillary,
sure.
like the, you know, like,
well, I can understand it's not. I can understand it's apples and oranges. I guess what I'm asking is, are we getting a precedent set here where we might see that they would come to you with the idea of, we need to do this. It's going to cost X number of dollars. You are someone who benefits from this. So, hey, how about some money kind of thing?
Well, they haven't asked yet,
yep.
so I can't tell you what I'm going to say. and I hate to say, oh, well, if they ask this, I'm going to do that. Because until I see a proposal, until we, you know, we get the homework done, I don't want, you know, as my mother used to say, don't cross the bridge till you get to it. So I'm not, okay, you know, they haven't asked yet, so I don't want to say what we'd say because we haven't done our homework yet.
Yeah. It's a slope I really could kind of hate to see us get on. I mean, just my opinion.
I understand, too. I mean, they have resources that the city doesn't have. Right. They don't have, you know, we have a lot of citizens, but I don't see a citizen saying, hey, you know what, we really need to repave the street in front of my house, and I'm going to go call all my neighbors on the street, and we're going to help pay for it.
I mean,
no. I haven't seen that yet.
It hasn't happened yet, has it?
Hasn't happened yet.
No.
So I don't want to say what I'm going to do, but it should have to be a strong argument, and I think hotel tax would have to be the way to go, but
and again,
and I'm not ready to say that's how I would go, if at all.
Okay, well, I just kind of wanted to generally get your thoughts because I'm not going to be surprised if that gets rolled out and there's some sort of discussion about that once these numbers come out.
Well, and I expect the numbers to be north of, you know, $350 million.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah, and so. Yeah. I haven't heard yet whether they're going to try and renovate Kyle or build something new.
Yep. Now, budget process, we on schedule? Everything seemed to be going okay there?
Yeah, I think so. Looks like, we're going to pass the effective tax rate, which will be the lowest in 12 years, cutting another $500,000 from the budget, adding police and firemen. Going to have hopefully a little money to give, you know, modest raises, like about 2% to our employees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, when's the fire station grand opening? Do we have a date on that yet?
No, I think the last I heard was it might be ready by, you know, mid-late October, and then there's probably going to be a, you know, punch list that needs to, you know, a little thing here and a little thing there. And so I think we should be open before Thanksgiving.
Lemonade punch, could I put that on there? Oh, well, that is not that kind of punch list. Okay. What else you got for us?
Could be. You never know.
You go,
I'm sure there'll be an open house to let everybody see it. So it could be lemonade.
Okay,
If you have a preference.
I thought if you're going to have a punch list, I'd like to put my preference on there. What else you got for me?
Well,
anything of interest going on in the Two Name City this weekend?
Well, I just, you know, Guess what?
Tell me.
Florida's coming to town.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know about that.
I figured
that. Been in all the papers.
But anyway, College Station is the friendliest college town in America, according to livability.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we know visitors are going to be here. We want them to make them comfortable and happy and welcome. But, you know, there's still construction on Welborn Road. So if you're going to the game or you're going to be around that part, university, just remember it's probably going to take you longer to get there.
Sure.
And Northgate, most of the...
The redo over there?
It is about done. There's a couple of items that have been back ordered, so we're ready to hopefully get the finishing touches on. But most of it should be done. And... we just want, you know, our fans to be respectful, have fun, have a great time, root the Aggs on to a big win. But just remember, we've got a lot of people that are new to town coming in, so just take a little extra time to get where you want to go.
Do it.
Especially if you're going to be anywhere near the campus.
There you go. Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, thanks for coming in this morning.
Always a pleasure.